Chapter 2. Prevent Your Death. Spring 1988. A modest, middle-class home in Coopersburg, eastern Pennsylvania. 12 men and women are seated around a dinner table, their plates mostly emptied of food. Diving is crazy. You're going to kill yourself doing it. When Chris Rouse was first introduced to diving in 1988 at a dinner party with a group of sport pilots, he told his friend Ken Reinhart that plunging into the watery depths was stupid. Flying? Now that was a sport for a man. Reinhart had taught Chris to fly at the famous Ugly Aeroplane Company, headquartered at Quakertown Airport in Pennsylvania, back in 1981. Chris had been a very conservative student, preferring not to fly in anything but tranquil weather. During his training for an instrument rating, where the pilot learns to fly the plane relying solely on instruments, as he would have to in bad weather or at night, Chris would have to fly in unpredictable, often nasty conditions, and that unnerved him. In a small, private plane, he felt completely at the mercy of the winds and turbulent weather, his stomach rising and dropping, his torso thrown from side to side, as if on an amusement park ride. For some people, giving up some control is exhilarating, but for Chris, it was frightening. Still, Chris liked the no-frills functionality of the Cessna he was learning to fly. Although its flimsy fiberglass panels made it look less sturdy than a riding lawnmower, a plane like that seemed like something a man could master. As a child, he was constantly tinkering and liked to take things apart to see how they worked, and as a teenager, he rebuilt a 1955 Chevy so that it ran perfectly. Not one for appearances, he never bothered to paint the car beyond giving it a coat of gray primer. The raw simplicity and logic of the airplane appealed to Chris immensely, just as the Chevy had. Ken Reinhart, Chris's flight instructor, coached his student on the nuances of flight and watched as Chris...